The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hello, I'm Bruce Boxleitner of Lantern City. I'm Tron, and you're not. And you're listening to Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap. And boy, February's been kind of a sleepy month for Nerdy Show. Well, at least the Nerdy Show, the one you're listening to right now. That's because earlier in February, we produced two live shows. And well, actually, we recorded a lot more than that. But we had two live events at a comic shop's Geekeasy. One of those two events has been released. That's our Nerdy Show comic show panel with comics author Charles Soule, current writer for Swamp Thing, Red Lanterns, the new She-Hulk book, the awesome sci-fi thriller, Letter 44 from Oni Press, and many more. The reason I'm doing this show right here now, this tiny show, is to let you know that the new episode of Nerdy Show Live is live. You may have seen our pilot for the Nerdy Show Live format last year, where we combined aspects of talk shows, British panel shows, and other kinds of shows and mixed them up in some kind of pungent nerdy stew, and then slimed each other a whole bunch. Well, we took everything we learned and turned it into a new show, our new Nerdy Show Live anniversary special, where we celebrate Nerdy Show's 5th anniversary in a game show where I pit hosts from Nerdy Show, Flame On, and Ghostbusters Resurrection, as well as special guest, nerdy musician Professor Shy Guy, against one another in righteous nerdy combat. So that is up, that is online, and that is linked on this episode's page. You can find it over on our Nerdy Show Live YouTube channel, which you should totally subscribe to. So I'm here to announce that, and that you should totally watch that, and also to tell you that if you thought February was sleepy, there's a heap of amazing crap happening in March. God damn. First of all, March is RPG month for Nerdy Show. We're launching a network-wide RPG support drive. We've recently recorded the fan-requested Call of Cthulhu RPG one-shot. So now, you guys get to decide which role-playing system we're playing next. This time around, various personalities from the network are coming forward with their own selections for what they would like to play and have submitted some character profiles that maybe you'll fall in love with enough to donate your hard-earned money to the support of Nerdy Show and to choose which character or system you want to back. We published some last time. We're publishing some new ones this time. We'll link to where you can check those out on this episode's page. To further celebrate RPG Month, we've got two episodes of Nerdy Show themed around tabletop role-playing, including one where we talk to the medieval fantasy role-playing influenced chamber band, and another where we talk to the creative team behind the likewise RPG-influenced comic book Rat Queens. Also in March, at MegaCon, the biggest nerd convention in Central Florida, not only will we have a booth there, but on Saturday the 22nd at 5 p.m. in room 312, we're putting on a panel called Potions, Proton Packs, and Pokeballs, Adventures in Tabletop RPG Podcasting. The cast and crew of Dungeons & Doritos, Ghostbusters Resurrection, Pokeballs of Steelix, and perhaps more of our other role-playing shows on Nerdy Show will all be in attendance and putting on a show. So if you only go one day at MegaCon, make it Saturday. And if you're looking for an excuse to come to Orlando, well, why not come down for MegaCon? Later in April, we're going to be putting on a Nerdy Show Live from Space Coast Nerd Fest over in Melbourne, Florida. That's April 12th. And don't tell anyone I told you this, but there's a really good chance that George Lowe, the voice of Space Ghost, will be on our show. But I didn't tell you. You didn't hear it from me. Not confirmed, but very, very likely. And then also in April, from the 23rd to the 27th, some of us will be heading out to Asheville, North Carolina, to go to Moogfest. Moogfest, which was once the most amazing electronics music festival I've ever been to, has expanded to be even more amazing and now embraces, in addition to music, futurism and technology. As a result, we're going to be doing a series of interviews with people who are presenting at Moogfest, some of which will be coming out in March, including Futurama writer and executive producer David X. Cohen, Make Magazine and Boing Boing's Mark Fruenfelder, Claire Evans, frontwoman for the band Yacht, who also recently resurrected Omni Science Fiction magazine, and Neil Harbison, the world's first government-recognized cyborg, who, if you remember, appeared as number 3 in our top 20 nerdy list of 2013. Now, none of those have been recorded yet, so there's still an opportunity for something to go wrong, but they are all scheduled. So if everything goes as planned, we'll be talking to all four of those awesome people, and the interviews are likely to be posted in March. We've also got another interview slash event scheduled for March. You should definitely watch the Nerdy FM feeds, because about prime time on Monday, March 10th, we're doing a listening party with Kevin from Mouth's Cradle. Mouth's Cradle is an awesome nerdy rap outfit, but Kevin's new album, Sakura, is something completely different. It's all English adaptations of J-pop songs, including some themes from animes. So we're doing an album listening party on Nerdy FM. We play all the tracks from the album, and I talk with Mouth's Cradle about the record. We'll be releasing the interview shortly afterwards on Nerdy Show. Other things happening in March? Well, as you can tell, we've got our work cut out for us, but let's see, there'll be more episodes of Atomic Robo Nuts and Bolts, where Brian Scott and I are going all the way back to finish off our coverage of Volume 1 of Atomic Robo and our issue-by-issue commentary of that series. Also in March, we're debuting a brand new show on the Nerdy Show Network. I've gotten a lot of messages recently of people missing the Hex Grid and missing the presence of nerd music on Nerdy Show. And we hear you. None of us wanted to go this long without shows dedicated to nerd music on the network. Hopefully you guys are rocking Nerdy FM for all your nerd music needs, but it's not quite the same as having interviews and discussion about what's going on. So, we've enlisted your friendly neighborhood DJ from Nerdy FM, Dr. Vern, also of the nerd rock band Cyfried, to take up the mantle of the nerd music podcast on the Nerdy Show Network. The show's called The Nerd Groove, and it's coming soon. On March 29th, we plan to put on the fan-requested Greg Weissmanathon Movie Marathon, where we'll be watching a buttload of animated television shows by Greg Weissman. That shows he's written, created, or both. That's the week after MegaCon. It's not 100% confirmed. We may have to bump it to April just because we're going to be exhausted. But it's coming soon, so keep an eye out for updates. You may have noticed that there's something horribly wrong with Nerdy Show's iTunes. And oh boy, we have been trying to fix that. We're not sure if it's something we did or some kind of lawnmower man-like incident. But we've taken the opportunity of this complete technical fuck-up to try to actually add on some features. The hard part about working with iTunes is that it can take days, perhaps even weeks, to update. So we're not sure if anything that we've done has worked yet. But hopefully the Nerdy Show Network feed that you know and love, with all of your ratings and reviewings on, should be up and running again soon. That's the goal. In the meantime, we've been wanting to give you guys the chance to subscribe to specifically the shows you want to listen to for a long time. After all, these days we do release a lot of different shows on the network. So they're not all up yet, but they will be soon. And if you want to customize your subscriptions, then go crazy. We'll be updating about the individual feeds formally on nerdyshow.com once every show is live. But if you want to get a head start on rating and reviewing us on iTunes, that would mean an awful lot. Because unlike the Nerdy Show Network feed, all those feeds are naked and vulnerable, with no ratings to shield them from the harsh radiation of the sun. So, we have an awful lot going on over here. Thanks for pardoning our dust as we get it going. We even have more Nerdy Show Live stuff to present, including a new episode of Hard Truths with Doug. But I've yammered on long enough. We need to give some shoutouts to some awesome people who've supported Nerdy Show in February. Mauron said, "It's great to hear D&D again and good to hear Hexon again. Keep up the good work." Cassie Muldrow said, "I'm so happy there's been new D&D and Ghostbusters lately. Yes! Also, I need to show my love for the Epic Podcast. Much love." Elizabeth Parkhurst said, "Some love for the Epic Podcast." Podcast is, of course, the show with Schaefer the Dark Lord and Nelson Lugo. It's our NYC Nerd Podcast. Joe Barta said, "Thanks for all the great content, guys." Matthew Shoemaker and Garrier supported us. And Zombie Pops, who's now Dr. Zombie Pops because he got his PhD for realsies, said, "Dear Nerdy Show, please use this money for video games, candy, music, and other assorted awesomeness. Love, Dr. Zombie Pops." Thanks so much to everyone. Taking us out, here's a little preview of Mouth Cradle's new record, Sakura. It's his English rendition to the theme song of the anime Oren High School Host Club, Sakura Kiss. Stay tuned for all that awesomeness coming up in March, and see you next time.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love. I see you come, I watch you go. You never seem to leave me though. So is this love or hate? We'll see. You're making me crazy. Inside my dreams, you're all I see. Well, all I see is you and me. Lady, maybe, or host I find. I really don't mind. If I had to choose a rose, it'd this garden of romance. Maybe we could take this chance. Maybe you're my love, and I would like to find a hand like yours to take mine. And with one kiss, we could stop time, and I'd fall in love with you. Tomorrow's far away. Let's place our hope in today, just you and me, in a beautiful spring, and we'll always fall in love again. Hey, hey, baby, you're my love. Hey, 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 kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Kiss, kiss, fall in love.
Hey, hey,
maybe you're my love.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. We mean that. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.